Benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the Raf and Raf post-game rant. My name is Raf. That's Raf. You know who the fuck we are. Napoli draw. Verona 1-1 today in an absolute heartbreaking, abysmal performance to miss out on the Champions League spot. Welcome, everybody in the chat. I know how you're feeling. Please feel free to express yourself as calmly. And I mean, Rafa's face says it all. I think we're going to give Rafa a quick minute to just collect himself here. No, Michael, not for. I'm not going to put that up, Mike, but I know your frustration. I don't have the stats, guys. I didn't. Bothered. I was watching this game and I was shaking, and I drank decaf today because of this, and I just didn't have it in me to just put the stats up. You know what happened. You saw what happened. You saw what happened. You know, there was Rafa, before we start, because I think this is important. I don't know if you remember our first episode. Or one of the first couple episodes, there was one thing that you mentioned. I mean, we all mentioned, but there was a big, big thing that we spoke about that Napoli had to deal with, that Napoli had to cover, and it was the mentality. Rafa, yeah. You were super outspoken about this pretty much since we got started here. But I remember clearly, you, sir, Rafa Rispo, the Vicar of Vesuvius, said something up here has got to give.
Mm-hmm.
And after the performance that we saw since the Silencio Stampa, these past 10 games, the hope, the energy, the one game that they had to bring it, wasn't there today.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say right now. I have this scarf that I purposely waited to pull down before I wanted to gloat about qualifying for Champions. I left it on my station. Because I didn't want to, like, jinx anything. I didn't want to, you know, count my chickens before they hatched. And, you know, good thing I didn't, because year number two without that in a row. Yeah, the mentality, listen, because now what? You know? Now what? Because honestly, you know, all the performances that they pulled off, all of the you know, hard work that Gattuso and his men put in to get to where they were in a situation like today. You know, all Milan had to do last week was win. And we would have both been in the Champions League today. No, that's actually not true. No, I think that is true. Juve would have been knocked out. Whatever. Yes, it is true. Juve would have been knocked out. But, you know, listen, it's nobody else's fault. It's our fault. The work that we put in is for nothing. The rumors and the innuendo of managers coming in, the Spallettis, the Allegris, the, you know, De Zerbis, Juric's, Italianos. Now it seems more likely that it will be a Juric Italiano or De Zerbi. You know, De Zerbi's off to Shakhtar, but it's not going to be Allegri, that's for sure. It's 100% Gattuso's gone. It's I hate to turn around and blast Gattuso.
Go on.
I hate to turn around to blast Gattuso today, because I really do maintain, and I don't want to sound like I'm turning the other cheek. And everybody said, if it doesn't happen today, is Gattuso still your you know, your guy? And yes, the answer is yes, he's my guy. But I think it showed today that when the pressure was on and the backs were against the wall, the team doesn't have the mentality, and I mean from the core.
What kind of bullshit? First half was what happened? I'm holding it in, man. I had to tell my brother, go get your fucking heart pills. What was that, Rafa?
No, well, I mean,
I'm staring at the screen, my throat. I'm like, this is a joke. They're just fucking with us. They're just messing with us a little bit. They're just warming up. They'll get back into the 25th minute, I said in the WhatsApp group with Marco and the gang. Quentin, call me. What happened to the Napoli that we saw these past 10 games? It wasn't even like an ounce of it. An ounce.
No, it wasn't. They went missing. And that's where we come back to what we said. The mentality. The mentality of the team when it counts the most.
Thanks, Matt.
And you know what, man? It's bad because now, you know, I want to say that this is a more maybe a blessing in disguise, because De Laurentiis did come out and say that, you know, he's looking to cut the payroll. So you can probably imagine Koulibaly will be gone. You could probably imagine Mertens, you know, as sad as that might sound, could be gone. Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's a rebuild. It's a rebuild because with the core group, the mentality has been the issue. So where do we go now? We go for a new manager. We go for a new director of sport, I believe. I think we should. I think I've said this before. If we don't make the Champions League, we need a complete revolution of this squad. And it sucks to say, because I'm a humongous Insigne fan, and I'm a humongous Mertens fan, and I loved Lozano, and Osimhen stays right where we are. I think we build around Osimhen now. Listen, that's another thing, guys. Okay, I love Gattuso, and I love what he has done for our club to get us to where we were. But this is another season where he misses out on the Champions League by 1 point. And where the fuck was Diego Demme today when Bakayoko was, you know, you have one more. Listen, it's funny because I'm gonna go there where everybody else was. You had one more substitution you could have made with that. And it could have been Petagna for someone and Demme for Bakayoko. Because this is not good. When it comes to, and I'm not even going to talk about strategy. It's not strategy. When it comes to decision making, when the backs are against the wall, it was the same thing with Maurizio Sarri, just not there. And again, you have managers that come in here, and every year it's the same thing: mentality, mentality, mentality. I don't think we put it on guys like Osimhen. I don't think we put it on guys like Lozano.
He got shut down, Osimhen, today. Yeah, you got to give credit, but you know, where credit is due. Who was the dude?
And,
who was the dude by? Was it Gunter today?
Yeah,
possibly. Just holding him down. And I mean, how many miss? How about we talk about Lorenzo Insigne today for a minute? What happened to Lorenzo today, Rafa? I mean, how many passes did he give away?
He was absolutely awful.
Awful.
Today. He was one of the worst on the pitch. Bakayoko was the worst on the pitch. I think Medet did better than everyone else today.
I
you know,
By the way, my beast of the match would have been Romani. I didn't have it ready because I can't do it. But Romani was my dude today. But I mean,
credit to Romani.
And I think the defense did well, with the exception of, you know, he saw making that mistake and he scored the goal to give us some hope, and then they just took it right away. But honestly, Rafa, no matter what, even after the goal, I was still worried, man.
My buddy texted me with like alarms because we scored, and I said, "Nope, I need one more goal." I mean, I went nuts for it, that's for sure. But we need one more goal
this year, not the night that Insigne and Dilo disappear, for real.
Di Lorenzo was not good at all. The commentators were spot on too. They were they were absolutely spot on. And when you hear me agree with English commentators, you know that doesn't happen a lot. They were spot on. This Napoli had zero today. Nothing. We have to cut the payroll now. We have to look elsewhere, and we have to start from zero, man. I said this at the beginning of the season. I said you can miss one season of Champions League. You can't miss two in a row. Three is an abomination. Two in a row, this one hurts. This one hurts big time. I don't at this point, you look ahead and you go, we got to win the Europa League. We got to win the Europa League. Listen, we need to sort ourselves out is what we need to do. I'm not looking at achievements next season. I just need us to sort ourselves out. We need to rebuild from the start. We just do. We do. Because
was it inevitable, Rafa? Was it inevitable, though?
No, it wasn't inevitable.
I believe
We could have done it today. We could have done it today. All fingers pointed to Napoli was going to come out and destroy Verona, and it's not. It didn't happen. You know, it just didn't happen, and it wasn't inevitable. We had destiny in our own hands, and once again, we dropped the ball.
I'm at a loss, man. One scenario
would, if Atalanta had shown up too, if Atalanta had beaten Milan, we would have been in the Champions League today. If Atalanta beat Milan, we'd be fourth place. But, you know, we can't blame others. We can't do that.
I was, I was just even Lozano today, I was slightly underwhelmed. I've been slightly underwhelmed with his past performances ever since his injury. Don't get me wrong, I still like the guy, and he did a whole lot, especially towards the beginning, up until that injury. But Politano has been on fire. Let him play. Bakayoko, who, helps. He comes in and helps to hold the game, hold the score. You're telling me that one of our better...
I don't believe that Petagna came in for... I can't believe Petagna came in for Bakayoko. I can't believe it.
I mean, he Petagna almost got the winning goal.
Yeah, Petagna, but hasn't... But so still. Did Politano. So did Insigne in the first half. So did... We absolutely just crapped the bed today. And Petagna shouldn't have seen the field today. I just think it was an all-around... it was an all-around miss, for Gattuso and for the team. You can't take away what they've accomplished in the last part of the season. You know, when we were out of it in the middle of the season, we thought all was lost, but it wasn't lost, guys. It really wasn't lost. We put ourselves in a position to seal our own fate today. But we didn't get the job done. So you can go back and look at all of the results that we didn't get. The Spezia, the Sassuolo, the Cagliari, the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You can look at all that shit. And you could mouth off all day long about it. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It doesn't mean shit. Because we got ourselves to the end of the road. We got ourselves. We were in it. We could have finished in second place today. Today, Verona showed up and we didn't show up. Okay, because if we won this game today, we'd all be singing another tune Okay. So let's go back and take a look at everything that happened this season. And then we could have been like, it could have been worse this season. It could have been like last season where we were fighting for seventh place. Okay. We were in it to the end and we just fell short. It comes down to the mentality of the club, the mentality of the players. And I'm sorry to say the lack of the manager's lack of.
Did you hear as much lack of intensity?
No. Nobody's more intense than Gattuso. The lack of experience.
I felt like he wasn't screaming as much today. You know, he didn't have that grinta face on today, Rafa. He had more of that worried face on today.
I disagree.
I feel like I didn't hear him as much today.
No.
He got a yellow card, him and Zurich, right? I think two of our coaches on the bench got yellow cards today.
Well, I mean, you don't get a yellow card for being calm the whole game. You get a yellow card for being intense, and he was intense.
I guess. So. But no, there was that issue after the goal. But either way, I mean, doesn't matter. It's not even a – whatever. It's not a deciding factor to everything today. But I just didn't – what was it? You mentioned the announcers, Rafa, and even them on the broadcast were like, I can't believe what I'm seeing here was the exact words out of their mouth. I'm sorry, I forgot the names of them, but
yes. No, I don't know their names either, but yes, you're
like,
right.
Like, did this team go tanning yesterday? They were all red in the face. It was only like 75 degrees today. I thought maybe it was hotter. You know, here in New York, it was like about 88 last night. What happened? And then I'm not just pointing at Gattuso. I'm pointing at the whole team. But did it start today with Gattuso? Did it start with that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joe, we talked about it with Joe, and you know, you seem to think that putting in Lozano for Politano is a like for like, you know, and I'm not saying Lozano played bad today. I don't think Lozano played terrible either, but
it's true.
You know, I don't think anyone really played great, to be honest with you. But at the same time, we have Politano who was playing really well, and maybe Lozano off the bench would have been a little bit better as a spark. They covered Osimhen all game, like you said. You know, you had Bakayoko who was playing pretty decent in the last couple of matches, and Husai who, you know, you have to start over Mario Rui. You can't.
Sometimes maybe shit. Shit rolls.
But you know, you have the team that you think is gonna do it, and I believe that if a couple of more subs a little earlier, Dembe come in instead. I mean, I can't believe Bakayoko played 80 minutes today. He was so bad. He was bad. So you know.
Like he was just pacing around a little bit. I think
today is the day that Zielinski loses his best midfielder of the season this year. Stats are there for him to be the best midfielder, but he didn't show up today either. He's another one who didn't show up today. You know. Yeah. So.
Sorry, guys. We're at a loss for words here. It's just a loss. It's really tough. I think what makes it worse, you can, maybe if these past 10 games, we saw like an inconsistent Napoli. We saw Napoli had a hard time scoring. We saw a midfielder couldn't do it. We saw Osimhen couldn't do it. We saw Insigne couldn't do it. I thought Fabian Ruiz is actually half decent today. Mm-hmm. But after seeing what we saw, Rafa, these past 10 games, to see this performance, I'm at a complete loss. I feel stupid almost. You know, we came hard and
we didn't even lose the match. We didn't even lose the match.
We didn't even lose. But we didn't win, and that's the fucking problem. We didn't win. We didn't close it, guys. Mm-hmm. What is it? Maybe there is something provincial, like Joe says. Maybe there is something up there. Well, then what is it, Rafa? Because there's got to be something.
I mean, provincial is a term that I can't stand, okay? I can't stand it. When you talk about Napoli, you don't talk about provinciality. No.
Okay.
But the mentality needs to change. We need to take a different approach to our squad. And it's time. It's time. These guys are past their time. You know, Giuntoli needs to go. Gattuso's gonna go. I midway through the week I felt it. You know? I appreciate that, Sal. But you know, midway through the week I felt it. I knew it. In my heart of hearts, I was like, something's gonna happen. Gattuso's out of here. Regardless of what happened, but now it's for sure. Now it's for sure.
Barafa, it was in our opinion that, you know, Gattuso was a guy that's going to see things through. I felt like that was the point he was trying to make. A person that, or a team that wasn't going to give up and that was going to fight to the end. Maybe I was asking a whole lot to win all these games. I don't know, but they made us believe. They made us believe. And it's not like they went out there and played their hearts out and they tied and they lost and the game was... No. They went out there and we're looking at these guys like, what are you doing? The passing, giving up the ball. Insigne, the one day I needed you to be the leader. Insigne, I was gonna apologize from the heart from what I said in January. Where were you today, bro? We needed you. I said, it was like the first 15 minutes, Rafa. I'm watching the game with my brother. I'm like, Joe, we need Insigne to start waking up. Something. We need Insigne in this damn game or else we're going to have a serious problem. I'm at a loss because I'm gearing up for the Rafa-lution. Thank you. Shout out to everybody with the lightheartedness, man.
I want to hear this. Let's not kick half a team in management after today. Up to 4 hours ago, we were proud of the team. Yes, and I'm still proud. I'm still proud of where we've come from, where we were in the middle of the season. But the reality is, at the end of the season, when there's one game left and it's on the line, and this is a final, we didn't get it done. So it's got to come down to someone's got to take the fall. You know, someone's got to take the blame. Someone's got to take the hit. And there's got to be some change because, you know, year after year, it's something else. But it all always comes down to, you know, the same thing, you know, and it has something's got to change. Something has got to change.
You know, in this club, you had like two. All right. Granted, it was Bologna, but they had two goals. Like 9 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, Juve had a job to do, and they did it, man. And that's it once again, comes down to mentality of the players, you know?
Yeah, Paolo, Juve merda, I don't care.
I mean,
I'm not being nice today, boys. Mm-hmm. So, easy in this chat, but let's keep it honest. You've been a little lackluster this year, too. And every time you needed a hand, all of a sudden there was a ref there to take care of you guys this year. And we're not conspiracy theorists, but okay. You're the reason why you don't win in CL because you constantly getting helped. You don't know what it is for adversity. I'll take my L today. I'll eat this shit today. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I've been eating it ever since I put on a Napoli jersey as a fan. But come on. Come on.
So another year outside of the Champions League, we really have to look at a left back. We really have to look at another midfielder. We really have to look at something else in the midfield, something else in attack maybe also.
A little help. Whether it be the backup whether it be the backup Ozingham or to get, I really want, you know, somebody with some experience, Rafa,
yeah, to help. But who's gonna come in? When we're in the Europa League? That's the thing. You know, the Europa League is not the sexy Champions League. It's not. You know, it's just not. Unless we, you know, and now you have a guy like De Laurentiis wants to get rid of some of this payroll. Who's gonna come in? Who are we gonna get? Who's gonna come in and be like, unless we really convince somebody, oh, this is gonna be a revolution. We're gonna change the way we approach this, you know.
I said, you know, it was in my opinion that it was gonna be Vincenzo Italiano the whole time. I might after today I might be right, but we'll see.
I don't know. Zadbi is off to Shakhtar. He's not going to come. He's already signed with Shakhtar Donetsk. Peter saying that Sky Sports are saying that still in Silencio
Stampa. Of course.
It usually always comes down to one goal, doesn't it? I just read Giuseppe's thing, you know? We only need one goal. They could have scored 7-1 and we would have been ahead, which is right. Juve could have won 8-0 today. If we won 2-1, we'd be in the Champions League, and they're not. So it's always one goal. It's always some, and this is what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to use the term provincial because I don't think that's correct. I think we're a legitimate club. We're just stuck in our older ways that we need to move. You know, we need to move some parts around. We do.
Francesco asks. No. This is a huge thing, but nah. This is no. What are they?
It's not going to happen. It's pointless to even bring it up. Now, the Laurentiis is not selling Napoli, and that's another thing. No. Look at the big picture. Yes, we're in the spell that we're in right now, but it could have been a whole lot worse if it wasn't for ADL. So I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear the ADL selling Napoli thing. It's not going to happen. Number one, and number two, it's
counterproductive.
It's almost insulting to say, oh, ADL needs to sell the club. He's only had it for 16 years. Yeah. He's only had it for 16 years. And not only have we seen the best spell of Napoli aside from the Scudetto wins, but we've won cups as well, you know, and we've been relevant. Take a look at all, like I keep saying, I'm getting tired of saying it. I feel like I'm wearing out like a record. If you look at all these teams that were bankrupt when we were and they're back up to Serie A, Fiorentina and Genoa, look at where they are and look where we are. The consistency for us is there. Okay. Look at where the would-be owner of Napoli, Luciano Gaucci, if he had bought Napoli instead of ADL and it fell through, thank God. 1 year later, this guy went in exile in the Dominican Republic to where he stayed till he died. And then Perugia, his club in 2006, went bankrupt. So I don't even want to hear ADL needs to sell the club. That's ridiculous at this point. It's ridiculous.
ADL tweeted,
but
Reno ADL gone. Needs to do something. Is that a hot take? ADL tweeted, Reno's gone. Can anybody double confirm this, guys? Rafa, get on the horn over there. Tell me what's going on. I'm going to address Francesco. How do we change mentality then? You know, I really think that Napoli need to give like a big middle finger to the sky. Remember when I said this a whole lot when Maradona was in that interview and he said it's Napoli contro tutti, you know, and he's gone.
Gattuso's gone. Caro Rino, sono felice di aver trascorso quasi due stagioni con te. Ringraziandoti per il lavoro svolto. Ti auguro successi ovunque tu vada. Un abbraccio anche a tua moglie e ai tuoi figli, Aurelio De Laurentiis. Goodbye, Gattuso. Goodbye, Gattuso.
That's it.
So you'll be expecting to hear who the new manager is in the next couple of days because this is how he works. I can't. I know we lost this one, and I know he made a few mistakes today too. I know, but a part of me really is upset about this. I'm very emotional about it.
Joe's been
Silencio Stampa is not over, I don't think. I mean, De Laurentiis speaks a lot, even on his Twitter during Silencio Stampa. So it's not necessarily an indication that it's over. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's just crazy to me. That was pretty quick. you know, I think, listen, this was no surprise that it was going to come down to Gattuso either finishing in top four or winning the EL. It was either or. I mean, if there's one thing that the media reported correctly, it was exactly that. Hey, my cousin.
So,
Carmen, how are you?
Apparently, he was not fired. He was not fired. Gattuso will not renew his contract.
So that's what
contract's
it was.
Up. He's not renewing, so he's not sacked.
Rafa, I guarantee you, there was a clause. If he wasn't going to finish top four, win EL, his salary would have been lower, and he did not accept that.
But I agree with that. But I really also do feel that he was going anyway. I really do. I do.
I feel somehow he was going, because if we made the Champions League, I think we would have gotten Allegri. I really feel it now. I believe it's Spalletti, and I tell you right now, if it is Allegri, because Allegri apparently already agreed to the contract amount. Like so the money is there. The agreement is there. What I don't like is that he said, "Oh well, if Real Madrid comes knocking, I'm not taking the deal." Which fucking sucks. But at the same time, if it doesn't come and he does come, we will be getting a manager who knows how to win. So, you know, it sucks what he said, but then if he doesn't produce, then go F off. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, without Champions League, that's got to be, you know, nobody said without Champions League that Allegri won't come. They just said without Real Madrid's call, he'll come. But I'm 100% thinking it's gonna be Spalletti.
It kind of makes me cringe a little bit. But what are you gonna do? We're not in the Champions League. We deserve that.
Been crazy, guys. So that's that. A chapter closed in the book, guys. I mean, you know, in one way, a quick bullet to the head right now. It's fine. At least we can, you know, start thinking about the future a little bit. We know Gattuso, I would personally say thank you for your service. You know, sorry about the media and all the hard times. I think, Gattuso, you will become a good coach one day. I think your stock is up. I think one day you will do something. Considering all that you've been through this year, Gennaro, you know, I remember when they called you a Terone on the field, bro. You became my coach that day, you know? And I was hard on you, but I turned. And it was definitely this man right here sitting next to me that convinced me, among others. But I appreciated your grit. I appreciated your attitude. I guess at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And I wish Gattuso the best of luck. I have no hard feelings for that man. What he did to this team, I don't think many others could have done, even the most experienced. It takes a special person to get that team out of the rut that they were in, starting from last season. So let's just let bygones be bygones. Let's wish that man well. It's over. Some of you loved him. Some of you hated him. It's over. And let's just move on. We understand what needs to be fixed. And avanti così. It's just a new chapter. It's a new season coming up. And we got some good young prospects on this team. And, you know, let's just look forward to next season. Let's look forward to the summer market to see what it will bring. And if we're in that EL, let's go fucking win the EL then, Mera. Let's go win a fucking Europa. Let's win a trophy next year. I'll forget it all, Rafa. I'm going to forget it all. I said this year I'll take the EL over Scudetto. I said it. I'll say it again for next season. Win. Napoli, you need to win a trophy. ADL, win a trophy. You need to be validated. I can't keep defending you when Napoli comes on the field and doesn't play. I can't keep defending you. You want to talk tactics and strategies and subs? And no, ADL didn't lose the game today. No, I don't blame him for anything, but ADL, there's got to be some point that there's some risk that you have to take above saving on salaries. Figure it out. Something.
Yeah.
We know you spent. We defended you on this show. We defended Gennaro. We defended the tactics. We defended the players. Insignia, all of it. And on the last game, bro, one goal you needed. And now what are we supposed to do? Now we just got to wait. Again, it's all right. It's what we do. We wait. And the media? Kiss my ass. I'm sick of you. I am so sick of you. All you did was just abuse us. Abuse. And after abuse, lie after lie, rumors, and all the Napoli Dons who ate all that shit up and argued with each other over it, over bullshit, over rumors. Napoli Dons fighting each other over rumors. Come on, man. Enough with that shit. Chill out, everybody. We're gonna be fine.
So I saw.
That was my rant, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. No. This is what this is, right? The rant. I can't raise my voice. If I raise my voice, I'm gonna lose my mind. So
don't. I did it for you, Raf. I got you.
I'm keeping very very calm right now.
Thank you, Napoli, for insuring me. Yeah, thanks, Gianluca. Appreciate the love, though. Immediately,
you know, it's ADL style to announce a manager right away. So in the next day or two, you'll hear it. So he doesn't waste any time. That's all I have to say is yes, he's got his faults, and this year his faults might have shown through a little bit. What's up to Giuseppe's mom?
Gianna. The mama's always welcome here.
But the fact that ADL will name a new manager right away, his style is in March and April, if things are not going the way he wants it, he's already in contact. You know what I mean? So I believe, you know, him and Allegri have a relationship. They're friends. So it could be, hopefully. But I mean, at what price, you know? He's got to get them back to the Champions League if he comes in. But I think what John Amato says is true right here. That's not it. Right here. Let's go to the Euros, Forza Italia.
We'll be covering that.
We'll cover that. But yeah, I mean, I really have nothing left to say, Ralph. I don't know what
Ralph,
else to say.
We can go. I have a set of numbers that I want to read off to you, Rafa. Well, to everybody. I have a set of numbers. I know you love numbers here. I'm going to put on the...
Okay, throw me some numbers.
Because there was a victory that did happen, a big victory, Rafa. And I'm going to tell you what it was. It was this show.
Yeah.
We started in January, and I think some of the only people in the chat was like Quentin, Rocco, Paulie, a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, Rafa,
mm-hmm.
we've gotten 147 subscribers on YouTube alone, over 200, almost 300 on Facebook, and another 150 on Twitter, almost. Over 6,000 impressions. 6,000 impressions. Over 124 hours watched by our viewers. 24 episodes, you and I. 24 proper rants, you and I, Rafa, as well as all of our guests. Thank you to you. 21 post-game shows. We went from 4 live viewers to 35. Matteo mm-hmm. Bonetti, Marco mm-hmm. Messina, Nima, Ken Gioffredi, Marco Cubani, the rejuvenation of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. The show, the one and only USA show practically So there's one thing that did grow, ladies and gentlemen. We did.
That's right.
We did.
That's right, we did.
And we're not done yet. We just started. We're just scratching the surface here, boys and girls, fellas and bellas. We're here for you, and you are here for us. And we're all here for not Rispo's dad, of course. Rosario from Ribalta. Patrick Kendrick.
That's right.
Damien giving us jerseys to give to you. Big values on those things.
Yep.
Let me tell you what I don't regret. I don't regret anything that we did, Rafa, and all of us. And thank you to every single one of you viewers. You know who you are. The ones who've been there, who come to us every Monday. I know there might be some missing here today. You'll replay this. Thank you. Thank you. And I want you to know.
It means a lot to us.
We just got the party started. Yeah. And next season, it's going to be even bigger and better. We got plans. We're not going to mention them, but we got plans. Plans. We got structure. We'll show you what we're made of. We're on the rise, guys. And I hope you stick with us. And I hope you grow with us. And I hope share us and like us and tell all your friends. Because there's more coming. We're getting better and better. We're just like Reno was a young coach and Ozinam was a young player. We're a young show. But the amount of growth that we've seen between the fans, between the viewers, and between us, Rafa, as commentators up here, we're growing. And thank you. And I love all of you guys. You really push me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanna say thank you too, because please. Right here, listening to FFV since episode 1 of the Sempre podcast, and I came in episode 26, I think, of Sempre. It's been about 4 years since I've done this, and every single time I have to do it. I feel very, it's like a chore. It's like a requirement. And I'm afraid one day it's going to take the sting out of my Napoli fandom. But as you can see behind me, as you can see on my shirt, as you can see in my tears, it hasn't done that and it never will. Sometimes it feels like a chore to come on here. Even though Ralph does all the work.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Well, most of the work, Ralph does it.
We're in this together, brother. We're in this together.
We are. But when I come on here and I get a chance to speak to everybody and a chance to connect with people and a chance to... I get messages from guys like Chris Estrada and guys like, Sono Montese and Joe, D'Angelo and Quentin and, friends of mine and cousins of mine and family of mine, and my parents and my and everybody tell me how we are the best thing that could have happened to Napoli in America. I
hope so.
I'm very, very humbled by that. It's something that I've wanted for my whole life. And I feel connected to you through Napoli. And Napoli is part of my family, And it's very... This is a bittersweet show for me today because I really wanted to celebrate and sing and put music on. I had my little player here. I was going to put some music on. But I'm okay because of everybody in this chat. 27 viewers right now. We were up to 45 earlier.
Yeah.
That's probably the most we've had at a time. And I know it's in a loss and everyone wants to rant and talk shit about Napoli, Gattuso, De Laurentiis, the players, the manager, provincial, not provincial, mentality, not mentality, the goal Osimhen didn't get, the this, the that, I think it's time for a little break. We take a little break. We come back every now and then with some good news, with some bad news, with some news, period. And next season, we hit this thing hard, harder than we ever have.
Oh, baby.
And, you know, now that COVID is almost over. Hang in there, everybody. Masks, no masks. Vaccines, no vaccines. The end of the road is coming.
Yeah.
And very hopefully soon, I'll get to meet Ralph face to face. I'll get to meet all you guys face to face. We can have a nice party, a big party, you know. And I just, I, the love that I have for this club is right there with my family. So, you know, I'm in pain right now, but
Ralph, I got something for you, but go on.
But I feel so great talking to everybody in this chat. Everybody, all these new guys here. Yeah.
In good fashion. You know what?
Yeah.
We could put music. We're not bleed on, God damn it. We put in music anytime we want, boy. Let me get a big four Sinopoly in this chat. Let's blow up the wall before we get out of here, guys. And you get air.
Sempre. Forza Napoli, sempre. No matter what. No matter what. Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, Serie B, Serie D. Doesn't matter. Napoli will always be my club. Never.
Don't stop, won't
Never
stop.
Never turn your back on Napoli.
Nope. You know, we may be... You know, we might not be broadcasting as frequent maybe over the summertime. Once, you know, we still will be here, especially during the market news. Maybe once a month, maybe twice a month. We have yet to decide. Maybe when something's breaking, we'll come on. But right when the next season starts, we'll be right back with you here every Monday. And we got some things. Big shout out to Quentin. He's always been in this chat, cracking jokes with us. Just lightening up the mood sometimes. Big shout out to Quentin for your help. Every time you called me up, almost after every show, talking to me about it, you know. So shout out to you, man. Shout out to all of our loyal viewers. And shout out to all the new viewers, whether you're on the replay. This is it. This is for you guys. This is it. And
I'll tell you what. Even though I'm getting messages from my Juventino friends who are celebrating the Champions League today at our expense, calling us choke artists, calling us everything they want to call us. You still didn't win the Scudetto, Wagyu. You still didn't win the Scudetto, my friend.
We still broke you, man.
You still have problems, my friend. Good luck in the Champions League with Pirlo. Good luck without Ronaldo.
Good luck. Good luck winning when you get no help, guys.
Good luck.
You know,
we're not guaranteed a Scudetto next season either, my friends.
Normally, I don't like to. I like to be a little bit more classy, but today I'm not.
You de sempre merda. Sempre.
No matter what, guys. Ralph. We know. Let's get out of here, brother.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you again. We'll see you soon. Forza Napoli. And until next time. Ciao.